Topic 2. Life in the Tea House. Read, listen, learn.
It's quite busy here. It's true that Chinese people love tea.
That's for sure. You know that tea is China's national drink and an indispensable part of the life of a Chinese person.
Just like coffee for us, I suppose. So what do people do in these tea houses?
Many things. You can meet friends, play cards, or just relax here. It's a good place for entertainment.
Oh, yes. It's an ideal place for those things, largely because the atmosphere here is very comfortable.
You can get to know traditional Chinese lifestyles here. In old times, you can find tea houses everywhere.
What about this one? When did it come into being?
It must have a long history. You see that its decoration is very old and delicate.
Yeah, almost everything here is wooden. I like all these carvings on them. I noticed there are many pictures of opera stars here. Do you know why?
There used to be an opera stage here.
An opera stage in a tea house? What for?
This way, you could also watch the operas when you were having tea. That was a good way to make the customers stay longer.
Oh, I love operas. I watched The Drunken Beauty with Aunt Shirley days ago, and it's really amazing.
That's a real classic. Oh, I almost forgot one thing. Do you want to eat something?
Do they serve anything good to go with tea?
Sure, there should be a variety of choices.
Then let's order now.
Recitation.
I heard tea is China's national drink, and Chinese people love tea. The tea house is a good place for entertainment. You can do many things there, such as meeting friends, playing cards, and so on. The atmosphere there is usually very comfortable. In old times, there would be an opera stage in the tea house. I thought it would be great to watch operas while you were having tea.